This month's story walk is A Big Bed for Little Snow by Grace Lynn and read by Kate. Time to walk to the next page. When winter began, Little Snow's mommy made a big new bed just for him. "Now you have warm feathers to sleep on," Mommy said. Then she looked at her little boy. "Remember, Little Snow, this bed is for sleeping, not jumping." Little Snow grinned and nodded. Time to walk to the next page. That night, tucked into his big bed, Little Snow closed his eyes as Mommy kissed him goodnight. Time to walk to the next page. Thump, thump, thump. Little Snow listened to Mommy's footsteps fade away. Finally, it was quiet. Little Snow opened his eyes. Time to walk to the next page. He rolled off his bed and looked at it. His new bed was so puffy and big and bouncy. Time to walk to the next page. Little Snow grinned and then jumped, jumped, jumped. Tiny feathers squeezed out of his bed and fluttered down. Time to walk to the next page. Thump, thump, thump. Uh-oh, was Mommy coming? Little Snow flopped down on his bed. "Little Snow," Mommy said, "what are you doing?" "Nothing," Little Snow said, and he put his head back down on his bed. Time to walk to the next page. In the morning, when Little Snow woke up, he listened for his mommy's footsteps. It was quiet. Little Snow grinned and... Time to walk to the next page. Jumped and jumped. More tiny feathers fluttered down. Time to walk to the next page. Thump, thump, thump. Uh-oh, was Mommy coming? Little Snow flopped down on his bed. Time to walk to the next page. All winter, whenever Little Snow was near his big bed, he listened for Mommy's footsteps. Time to walk to the next page. If it was quiet, Little Snow grinned and then jumped. Sometimes Little Snow jumped small, soft jumps. Time to walk to the next page. Sometimes he jumped big, high jumps. Time to walk to the next page. Once, Little Snow jumped so high and landed so hard, he made a rip in his bed. Time to walk to the next page. What a lot of feathers fell that day. Time to walk to the next page. When winter was over, Mommy came to clean out the feathers from Little Snow's bed. But there were no feathers. Little Snow's bed was empty. "Little Snow," Mommy said, "did you jump all the feathers out of your bed again?" Time to walk to the next page. "Yes," Little Snow said, but he grinned. "Aren't you glad? Now all we have to do is fill it again for next winter." The end.